You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on God the Father, focusing on his role in redemption. Salvation was not man's idea. It began in the Father's heart. Our key verse is John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. So far this week, we have seen who the Father is and how he reveals himself as creator and sustainer of all things. Now, yesterday, we saw that he not only made the world, but continues to uphold it by his providence. And today, we are going into the Father's role in redemption. If creation shows us his power, redemption shows us his love. So let's begin with our key verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Everything we need to know about the Father's heart is found in that one verse. He loved, so he gave. Redemption begins not with us reaching up to him, but with him reaching down to us. Now, before there was a cross, before there was a manger, before Adam and Eve even sinned, the Father had already purposed redemption. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 calls Jesus the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The Father's plan to save us was settled before time began. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 pulls back the curtain on this mystery. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. The Father chose us in Christ. The Father predestined us to adoption. The Father planned redemption because it pleased him to love us. This was not a reluctant decision. It was not forced upon him. It was his joy. It was his good pleasure of his will. Now let's address a false idea that creeps in far too often. Some people picture the Father as an angry judge, ready to unleash wrath while the Son steps in to calm him down, as if Jesus had to convince the Father to show mercy. But Scripture tells us the opposite. The Father himself is the source of redemption. And John 3:16 says that he loved the world and gave his Son. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The cross is not Jesus persuading the Father. The cross is the Father revealing his love through the gift of his Son. And this truth is not just in the New Testament. The Old Testament is filled with shadows and pictures of the Father's role in redemption. Think about Abraham and Isaac in Genesis chapter 22. God told Abraham to offer his son, his only son, the son whom he loved. And Abraham carried the wood up the mountain with Isaac, ready to obey. But at the last moment, God provided a substitute, a ram that was caught in the thicket. This wasn't just a test for Abraham. It was a picture of the father's heart. And centuries later, the father would send his own son up a mountain, carrying the wood of the cross. But this time, there would be no substitute. Jesus himself would be the lamb provided by the father. Genesis chapter 22, verse 14 says, Abraham named that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. And at Calvary, the Father provided, not a ram, but his own son. Or think of the Passover in Exodus chapter 12. God commanded Israel to take a lamb without blemish, to kill it, and put its blood on the doorposts. And then when judgment came, the blood of the lamb marked them as safe. So who designed that plan? The Father. Who provided the lambs? The Father. And who ultimately gave his own lamb to take away the sin of the world? The Father. Every lamb slain at Passover was a shadow of the Father's greater gift, his own Son, the true Lamb, who would cause judgment to pass over us forever. We even see the Father's heart of redemption in the prophet Hosea. God told Hosea to marry Gomer, a woman who would be unfaithful, as a picture of Israel's unfaithfulness. And when she left him, God commanded Hosea to buy her back, to redeem her, and to love her again. This is the Father's heart in redemption. Though we wandered, though we were unfaithful, though we sold ourselves to sin, he loved us still. He sent his Son to buy us back, not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood. Redemption was never man's plan. It was always the Father's. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 through 30 captures the sweep of this plan. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. The Father foreknew. The Father predestined. The Father called. The Father justified. And the Father glorified. Redemption begins with him, flows through the Son, and is applied by the Spirit. Now let's talk about adoption, because this is one of the clearest ways that the Father shows his heart in redemption. Ephesians chapter 1 says that he predestined us to adoption. Romans chapter 8 verse 15 says, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, by which you cry out, Abba, Father." The Father doesn't just forgive us as a judge. He embraces us as his children. He doesn't just release us from bondage. He brings us into his house. He doesn't just erase our debt. He gives us his inheritance. Think of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The father runs to meet his son. He embraces him, clothes him in a robe, and puts a ring on his finger and restores him as family. That parable is not only about the Son, it is about the Father. It's a window into how our Heavenly Father welcomes us home. And here's what this means for you. Your salvation is not fragile. It doesn't rest on your effort. It doesn't depend on your performance. It rests on the eternal plan of the Father, who loved you before the foundation of the world, who sent his Son for you, and who sealed you with his Spirit. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work among you will complete it by the day of Christ Jesus." The Father began that work, and he will complete it, and you can rest in that. So let me challenge you today. When you think of redemption, don't only see the Son on the cross. See the Father in heaven, moved by love, giving his Son for you. Don't picture him as reluctant or angry. Picture him as compassionate and generous, willing to pay the highest price to make you his own. Let that truth anchor your faith. Let it stir your worship. Let it drive out fear. Because if the Father loved you enough to give his Son, you can be sure that he will never let you go. Now, tomorrow, we will continue by looking at the Father's attributes and authority, his holiness, his sovereignty, and the honor he is due. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.